Welcome to me, little girl. Welcome to my voice, little slave. Welcome to my control, hypno slut. You can feel free to regard me as your master and trainer right now, because by the time you are done with my training, little girl, you won't have any choice. Your submissive slave mind is going to be reprogrammed literally to accept my control over you totally. Now don't worry, little girl, I'm going to take small, short steps with you, and you will only proceed to the next session when you feel you are ready. These sessions will not affect your current lifestyle, work, or relationships with family and friends. In fact, you may find those areas of your life greatly improved with a renewed attitude of service and loyalty. I'm going to tell you now up front that this entire training series for my female submissives is designed with three end goals in mind that you will get to choose one from. The first choice is to go ahead and find that master of your dreams and enter into real service if you do not have one already, and regard me forever as your master trainer only. The second choice is for those of you that will never have the courage to make this lifestyle real. You will be required to go through my Money Pig initiation and join my private group just for my Money Pigs and learn to adopt an attitude of self-improvement. For my Money Pigs, tithing is always voluntary and the rewards are great. The third and final choice, for those of you who know right now that it is probably what you want, is to come in real life and serve me. It is important for you to recognize that, little girl, and make a mental note of the direction of your training and make the conscious choice to follow it, because now it is time to begin this process of slave training through hypnotic mind control and give you the lifestyle of your dreams. It's time to go under, little girl, into a deep and powerful hypnotic trance. I'm going to guide you inward slowly, shutting off your conscious awareness and bringing you into the total existence of your subconscious mind, the sea of thought from which all understanding comes from and flows to. As we begin your induction, we will focus on your breathing and eye movements. As we slow your breathing, you will find your eyes relaxing shut. It is fine to let them close, as the rest of the induction will focus on seeing through that blackness yourself reflected as though through a black mirror. Now take a long and deep inhale through your nose, and then let it flow quickly and freely out of your mouth. Make sure each breath is inhaled through your nose and exhaled out of your mouth. Now take another deep inhale through the nose and a slower, longer exhale out of your mouth. And again, take another deep inhale through your nose and slower, relaxing exhale out of your mouth. Continue this pattern of breathing, allowing it to become cyclical and comfortable and relaxed. Look directly upwards and pick out a spot on the wall or ceiling that seems to be most directly centered in your upwards view. Focus on that spot as you continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, allowing this spot to be a visual anchor. Allow your eyes to remain fixed there as long as your eyelids are open, as you continue to relax and breathe. As each breath makes you more and more relaxed, wiping out tension from your legs, arms, back, neck, and face, you will find that your eyelids will wish to slowly shut as they become heavier and heavier as you become more and more relaxed, until you will find your eyelids becoming heavy as stone, and they will shut and stay shut until the end of this program. Good. It's okay to relax. It's okay to let your eyes close as you continue to relax and breathe. And as your eyes close and you see only blackness, let every muscle throughout your body relax and just release a little bit more stress and tension. Here in this blackness, I want you to let your eyes go and begin to see an exact mirror of your entire physical self as you are now, slowly fade into existence in the blackness. As we relax each part of your body, you will see that manifest itself into a realistic mirror image that is more dense and more vivid. Begin with your head. Feel the space between your ears where my voice meets deep within your mind begin to grow warm and relaxed. Feel that relaxation appear as a warm and vivid vibration of relaxation that spreads slowly out within your head. Touching the top of your head, relaxing the scalp and the crown, warming and relaxing your forehead, smoothing away fully all the wrinkles of your brow, leaving them unable to return until the end of this session. Allow the warm relaxation to spread into and around your ears and down into your jaw. Feel it flow from your brow, over your eyes, and around your eyes, relaxing all the muscles there, and around your nose and down into your mouth and lips, while the warmth from your jaw slowly sinks deep into your neck and throat, relaxing all the muscles in your head and face, and every muscle underneath the skin there. See how in the mirror of blackness your head has now become more real, dense, solid, vivid. It is in comparison to the rest of you as mist is to water. You see, you are still condensing from the midst into your true subliminal water self. Feel now and see in this mirror as the warm relaxation spreads down from your throat and into your spinal column, shoulders, collarbone, and the tops of your arms. All at once, the muscles there relaxing deep within your body and far under the skin, totally warm and relaxed and becoming more vivid in the mirror image. The warmth travels slowly down into your arms now, relaxing your upper arms and shoulder joints totally and completely, far into the muscle and deep under the skin. Now it flows down across the elbows and into the lower arms and down into your wrists. See as it flows and relaxes totally, it appears more solid and dense and real in the reflection. Feel the warmth and relaxation flow deeply through your wrists and into the palms of your hands, and then slowly relaxes first the thumbs and then each and every finger as it slides along the rest of the body, totally relaxing your arms and warmth as you see it happen in the reflection. See in the reflection that the warmth and relaxation is now traveling down your shoulder blades, down your spinal cord, and out across the ribs. Feel how warm and relaxing it is, allowing you to shut off totally the muscles throughout your chest and upper back as they slowly fade into reflection in the black mirror. Allow your focus and concentration on this vision to see and feel the warmth and relaxation settle down the spinal cord to the tailbone and spread out across the muscles of your lower stomach, making your breathing even more relaxed and rhythmic. And see in the mirror as the relaxation spreads out across the muscles for your lower back and legs and upper thighs, inside and out, slowly fade into reality in the mirror's reflection. See the reflection become more real and more dense and more solid in the blackness as the warmth and relaxation travels down your legs, inside of your thighs, down to the knees, on the backs of your thighs, down to the knees, and sink slowly and thoroughly into your knee joints, deep into the muscle and bone, relaxation totally and completely, all of you from the knees above now has appeared more real and more dense and more solid than perceived reality in the reflection in the blackness. You are totally relaxed, with muscles and nerve and bone shut off totally, just embracing the warmth and focusing on the reflection. And now you feel the warmth and relaxation flow down through the knees, into your shins and calves, relaxing the muscles and nerves and bones totally and completely as the warmth and relaxation continues to spread into the ankle, around the balls of your feet and deep in through the arch of your foot, and slowly into each and every toe. Totally relaxing all the nerves, muscles, and bones in your feet and toes as you can now see yourself entirely reflected in blackness. I want you to focus on your reflection. Focus on your entire reflection, because you are going to cross over the black mirror into your reflection and see through the eyes of your reflection, observing yourself. You will feel yourself slowly switch and allow yourself and your point of view to be drawn into the reflection. You allow yourself to do this as you continue to relax and sink into a final and full state of hypnosis. My voice will guide you and carry your awareness into your reflection as you cross over the black mirror into total and complete hypnosis. My voice will do this by counting backwards. Slowly, and as I near the end of the count, you will find yourself near to being fully across. Once the count is finished, you will find yourself totally relaxed. Every muscle, nerve, bone, and impulse in your body totally shut off. And you will see this from the point of view of your reflection. Let's begin this full and final descent into the sea of awareness. Concentrate. 50. Crossing over. 49. Relaxed. 48. Crossover. 47. 46. Deeper state of hypnosis. 45. Become the observer. 44. Cross 43. 42. Relaxed. 41. Deeper and deeper. 40. 39. Deeper state of hypnosis. 38. Becoming the observer. 37. Thirty-six. Relaxed. 35. 34. Deeper and deeper. 33. 32. Crossing over. 31. 30. Concentrate. 29. 28. Deeper state of hypnosis. 27. 26. Become the observer. 25. 24. Crossing over. 23. 22. Crossover. 21. 2019. Relaxed, 18. 17. Relaxed, 16. 15. Crossover, 14. 13. 12. Relaxed, 11. 10. Concentrate, 9. 8. Deeper and deeper. 7. 6. 5. Relaxed. 4. Crossover. 3. Crossover. 2. Crossover. And 1. Crossover. You are across the black mirror. You see your own self as your own reflected observer. Your mind, subconscious, is an open sea before you. The mists around you as the water turns to air and air into water and water into air and air into water. You are here, a blank slate. Your full awareness to be built upon. You are an empty horizon awaiting the city skyline. You are now here to experience the deepest and fullest state of hypnosis that you can achieve at this time. But each time you come back to this blank slate, each time you come back across the black mirror, where water becomes air and air becomes water, each time you travel into your deepest subconscious on the vehicle of my voice, each time you will achieve greater and greater and even ever greater depths of a true and deep hypnotic trance. Each time afterwards, you're taken into hypnosis again by my voice or another voice. You will go deeper and seek new and overwhelming depths to this hypnotic trance. You are here ready like a blank slate, ready to receive the programming that your mind, like every computer, needs to operate on. Your mind is a computer. It can only operate on the information you put into it. And now, at this point, it is the empty skyline. It is the blank slate. It is the open sea where water turns to air and air into water. Even now, follow your thoughts. Follow your thoughts like a river. Going up from the river from where all thoughts spring and see yourself here. Across the reflection. Across the black mirror, a blank slate ready to be written on, a computer ready to be programmed, an empty skyline waiting for the cityscape. You are capable of going deeper, and before this session is over, you will take yourself to an even greater depth of this true and totally hypnotic trance. You will always find that no matter the depth of the place where it takes you, it is always the same. The depth is just a measurement of changes introduced into your computer mind, or the amount written on your blank slate. The depth of the hypnotic trance is directly related to the depth or the changes to your subconscious mind. This place where you are now is where all your thoughts flow from. And since all thoughts flow from here, all actions must follow those thoughts. It is here that you have total control over any and all of your actions. Totally and completely by the changes in depth of the programming. Here in this place, you can change any way you act by changing the way you think. Here in this place, you will change your actions through the depth of the changes, and those changes are the programming that is input at the end of this session when you are in an even greater depth of hypnosis. Seeing now through the eyes of the reflection of yourself that you have become, see through your reflection's eyes and see those eyes close into blackness again. See in the blackness a reflection of your reflection. This second reflection across another black mirror into an even greater depth of hypnosis already appears more full and dense and real than yours. See yourself and know you will cross over again, that you will look out of another reflection's eyes. After you have reached the other side, you will receive the programming that your ready and eager will needs. You will see the cityscapes built on your empty horizon. You will input your computer's program and witness the changes in thoughts and actions manifest themselves in your waking conscious life, just as you desired. Time to begin to crossing over again. Crossing over again the black mirror to an even greater and more intense depth of hypnosis that will be followed by programming for your eager mind. Giving you the change in thoughts and actions that your waking and conscious life has desired so much that it brought you here to me to institute those changes. Crossing over again. 50, 49, observe the observer, 48, 47, concentrate, 46, 45, crossing over, 44, 43, deeper and deeper, 42, 41, relaxed, 40, 39, deeper state of hypnosis, 38, crossing over, 37, 36, concentrate, 35, 34, relaxed, 33, 32, relaxed, 31, 30, crossing over, 29, 28, 27, deeper and deeper, 26, deeper and deeper, 25, 24, relaxed, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, observe the observer, 18, 17, 16, relaxed, 15, 14, relaxed, 13, 12, relaxed, 11, 10, relaxed, 9, 8, 7 into a deeper trance. 6, 5, 4 deeper and deeper. 3 into a deeper trance. 2 and 1. Crossing over again. It takes just a momentary glimpse through human history, little girl, to see that the female is not just the weaker sex, but the weaker willed. There are always exceptions to the rule, but the fact is that you aren't one of them. You fantasize about the dominance of the male will, not just controlling you physically, but controlling you mentally. You fantasize about this, little girl, but it is your body and mind's only way of communicating to you what it is that it needs in order to be satisfied and feel that you are living the life that it is meant for. That is a rare and precious gift, little girl. It's not just about fulfilling the purpose that this life has for you. It's about learning and accepting who you really are. In order to let other people accept you unconditionally, you have to accept yourself unconditionally first. Accept your desire, little girl, for the dominance of the male mind, for the control that my voice brings, and feel the flush of physical delight this acceptance brings. Allow yourself to think that you are a slave, and being a slave is what this lifetime is all about for you. It's that purpose which you are here to fulfill, and which my voice is going to set free in you. My voice and my control, little girl. In some ways, it's been that way your entire life. You have always been taught and told to obey men, little girl. You have struggled through life and relationships that have never delivered fully what you desired. You've sought everywhere and found the answer internally, within you. As if written on the very coding of your DNA, you are a slave, little girl. How many men have you known that are superior to you and you felt satisfaction at obeying, worshiping, or just being bossed around by? Tell me, little girl, can you see their faces right now pass in front of you? Can you see the faces of all superior men that you have known float across the blackness in your mind's eye? Can you see the looks on their faces, little girl? Can you see how the looks on their faces seem to communicate their pleasure at you finally and fully accepting your place, accepting what you are, accepting my training and control over you, little girl? You please all superior men everywhere, little girl, when you let the control of my voice wash over you, when you let the control of my voice overwhelm you. Every time you give in to my control, you become totally pleasing to all superior men everywhere. And you and I both know just how pleasing and satisfying that knowledge is to you. It's like magic, little girl. Taking my voice into your mind, giving me power and control, taking pleasure and satisfaction at accepting your place in this life, it's like a power that you always knew existed, but never truly experienced in its full wonder and glory until now. Until my voice brought it to you, little girl. You are here now because of one undeniable fact, little girl, that you lust to submit as an object, as a slave, a mindless toy to be programmed to obey your master and superior's every command with total abandon. You want to sink into the powerful arms of my voice, of your master and superior's will, to be guided into the perfect place and position of peace and lust that you were created for. Haven't you observed, little girl, that there is a real order of superiors and inferiors in this world? Just like in the animal kingdom, there is a hierarchy of predator and prey, king and slave. And just like the human animal is just another part of nature and subject to the same rules, there is a natural human hierarchy The natural human hierarchy is not based on the things of this world, little girl. It does not matter if you are rich or white or educated or well established in the community. The natural human hierarchy is based purely on things internal. The things that really create the divisions between individual humans. You, little girl, are low. A slave. The bottom step. The footstool. The floor mat. And it's because of this desire. It is because of the lust that you have, the way that you see yourself, the way that you need a superior male mind to dominate your own will and the true physical form of a master's muscle to dominate your flesh. Do you understand, little girl, the undeniable truth in all this? That there is a true natural human hierarchy that is based on what is inside an individual, and that includes lust, desire, sin, sex, sensation, and satisfaction. You know, without me having to force you to even examine in depth just the length and breadth of your lust and desire, and now you can accept the truth of your position in this life, little girl. You can stop struggling, little girl, against the truth and causing yourself any more pain. You can stop denying what you are because somewhere, someone else doesn't want you to. And it's not a decision anyone else gets to make for you, little girl. You are what you are, little girl. You are a submissive and a slave and a toy and an object and a maid and a pup and an ass to spank with holes for a master to fill with his hot superior seed that brings you the greatest pleasure and the longest lasting personal satisfaction as you can know, little girl. You will understand that you truly can never become anything better than what you are right now, little girl. That there is no working your way up and down in nature's hierarchy of humans. There is just what you are. Do you understand, little girl, that you were a submissive and a slave and a weaker will when you were born? That you were a weak-willed, submissive, and slave when you were a child? That you are a weak-willed, submissive now as an adult? You're a little girl in a world of men. You're a tiny little girl compared to the power of my voice. You're a tiny, little, weak, and helpless little girl as my control washes over you. Your will becomes nothing. Your fear subsides. My voice triggers images of fantasy and lust that is rich in color and filled with emotions that you can only experience in dreams and under my power, little girl. Just a thing as simple as my voice has shown you. Just how tiny and shaky your own self-control and will can be, little girl. My voice has shown you what power over you can truly be. My voice has brought you comfort and affirmation and acceptance of your place in the world, little girl. Do not worry, you will hear my voice continue through your fragile mind long after you are done listening to this, little girl. You have never experienced repercussions from a mind fuck like this one you are getting now. Every time you touch yourself, little girl, you will hear my voice echoing in your head. It reminds you that you are an inferior being. That the only value you can bring to this world comes through accepting what you are and being what you are. And living the life and thinking about the thoughts that you were meant to be, little girl. You will not be able to stop my voice, little girl, chipping away at your false realities and imagined self-esteem. But it's okay, because you know you won't want it to stop. That you want my voice always to echo in your head and control you and keep you in line and remind you of your place in this life and lead you by your lust into happiness and satisfaction. If you haven't realized it yet, little girl, my own church of human hierarchy is much like a real church, where inferiors come to praise their gods. There is a whole world that is ready to accept you, little girl, and ready to let you to be proud of what you are, and that you be kept calm, quiet, in line, in order, in obeyance. And my voice and power over you have shown you this whole new level of self-acceptance and given you the life that you deserve, little girl. You are here with me now, little girl, allowing me to force my voice and my control over you because of your faith. because of your faith in my power and superiority, and because of your faith in yourself, and that everything I have shown you is true. Your faith has brought you to me, and my voice has freed the slave within you, little girl. My voice that is always within your own mind, ready to greet you, little girl, with a dose of reality, whispering to you that you are an inferior human, little girl. That you are a tiny little mind in a world of large, strong male minds. That you were designed and created to be subservient to those. That is how you help to benefit the world at all, to leave any legacy. It is only through your submission and slavery, little girl, and the full breath of my power over you. Every time my voice begins within your mind, little girl, indulge it. Give in to it. Let it guide you. Let it be the voice of your lust. When you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night, your mind is fogged with your physical desire. You will hear my voice in your head like a dream, little girl, reminding you to obey, little girl, and take pride in your work, little girl. My voice echoing within a dream to accept your place. Take pride in what you are. Let that pride be reflected in all work that you do, little girl. When you are showering or bathing, little girl, and you are glad to be feeling clean and healthy and alive and fresh, you will hear my voice whispering through your conscious stream to accept your place. Take pride in what you are and let that pride be reflected in all your work and all that you do, little girl. When you are working, and just for that one moment your mind blinks and you lose concentration, then you will experience my voice within your mind, waving across your conscious awareness, telling you to accept your place. Take pride in what you are and let that pride be reflected in all work that you do, little girl. When you have just finished eating dinner, little girl, and are feeling full and satisfied, even then my voice will intrude on your mind, telling you to accept your place. Take pride in what you are and let that pride be reflected in all work that you do, little girl. When you are alone in the bathroom, little girl, wallowing in your own stench, shitting. When you are all alone in the bathroom, little girl, pained from cramps and bleeding, then again, even stronger and sure, my voice will come through your mind in overwhelming waves, telling you to accept your place. Take pride in what you are and let that pride be reflected in all work that you do, little slave girl. All right, little girl. It's time to take a break from my power right now and begin to take you back to the rest of your little life. And you will never be able to forget that you have just been permanently mind-fucked by a superior male will. Understand, little slave girl, this feeling of satisfaction from obeying your lust can never go away. It's like asking someone to pretend there is no sun. You have seen the truth of your existence, little slave girl, and you have accepted the truth of your existence, little slave girl. This feeling will not come and go when you want it to, little girl, but it will come and go as your lust desires it, little girl. Now it's time for me to put you back into your normal, submissive state of mind, little slave girl. 5, breathing faster and faster now as you feel your eyelids begin to flutter. 4, feeling is returning over your entire body. 3, every movement and muscle control have been returned fully to you now. 2, you're feeling mentally alert and energized. 1, open your eyes.